The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Peru State College, online at peru.edu. Peru State, Nebraska's first college. Transformative education designed for you. Stay tuned. Your Giant Communications pregame is just ahead. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank, we're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Acheson Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. They carry a line of diesel engine parts including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax and Powerstroke engines. Now open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 on Sunday. Acheson Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Acheson.
Hey, welcome back to Winchester. Happy to have you along with us as we're getting set for the second half of our high school basketball doubleheader here in the Northeast Kansas League. It's the guys' turn as Barhamount Academy is being hosted by Jefferson County North. Hello again, everybody. Joseph, producing and engineering back on the Care Radio Sports Studio. Tom Counts with you here courtside. Ladies' game in the book. JC and coming out on top in the first game tonight. It is, by the way, Royal Courts night, so you may be aware of and anticipate a slightly extended halftime in the middle of the guys' game, as they will be crowning royalty here in front of what has rapidly become a packed, packed house. Stands across the way, stands on the scoreboard side, and stands up in the upper mezzanine area are all looking very, very full. So great to have a good crowd on hand to watch some guys playing a game that should be extremely competitive. JC and coming in at 9-5, 7-3 in the conference. MHMA is 10-3, 8-1. Dues two teams met way back when in this December, the 6th of December, 3 weeks before Christmas. And it was the Ravens winning in Atchison 42-41, and it was just that kind of a game. But that said, here we go. The ball is up, tip it away, Ravens are going to control it down. We are underway. For Morehillmount Academy and head coach Dan Rapplinger, Bowden Korbelik and Parrish Beagle, Brody Coatman, Mark Harris, Sam Joyce, the starting five. And I'm going to change that. It's not going to be Brody Coatman. It's going to be Luke Siebert getting the start. For JCN and head coach Corey Knoll, Grady Knoll, Blake Fowler, Carson McAfee, Calvin Manville, and Ethan Knoll. Here's a running one. Had a shot, no good. Followed up by Harris, no good. Rebound is going to be lost out of bounds, and it's going to be off Calvin. And we'll come back again to MHMA. Ravens in the traveling black with gold uniforms. Chargers in the home whites with Kelly Green. 7-11 to go in the opening quarter. Ravens have not gotten a shot away yet. Chargers have not had possession of the ball yet. Here's Parrish, goes left side. Harris to the free throw line to Sam. Back to Parrish, cuts to the baseline, shot won't go, rebounding it down. It's going to be Calvin Manville. Calvin outlets it up the court to Grady. Calvin on top, over to the left side. That's going to be Blake with it. Fowler will give it over to Carson McAfee, and the Chargers will have their first offensive possession of the evening. Jason works around to the right side, looks it off on top. Fowler back over to the baseline left. Here's going to be Ethan at the baseline, running shot good. Ethan Knoll gets the first bucket of the ball game, and it is a 2-0 lead. JCN, 6.5 to go in the opening quarter. Beagle will take it on top, gets it over to Siebert, now down to the baseline corner where Harris will hold it up in front of Calvin. Round to the right side. They'll go to Joyce at the free throw line. Give and go underneath. And Siebert for two. We're tied. So Luke Siebert getting his first bucket. 2-2. 2 minutes gone. Chargers will work around the perimeter. MHMA and a player defense. Here's Manville. Top of the key. Knocking down a three. Calvin Manville. It is 5-2. JCN. 5:40 to go in the first quarter. Here's a three. Korblik. Nope. Rebounding it down. Grady Knowles. Chargers up the floor. McAfee looks to the middle with it. Comes out on top. Grady right side. It goes to Fowler. He'll pull up for the two. Off the back of the rim. No rebound. Could be lost out of bounds. It'll be touched last by Sam Joyce. Benedictine basketball tomorrow on Care Radio. February is a busy month. It's not just moving month. It's a lots of basketball on Care Radio month. Check those clocks and those calendars. 12 o'clock for the ladies game and 2 o'clock for the guys. Of course, you're hearing both live, as always, here on Care Radio. Now the ball's going to be lost out of bounds. Down at the baseline, right? Turnover by Jeff North. Here comes more Hillmount Academy. Making sure the scorers have everything right. Everything's perfect here. 5:10 to go in the opening quarter. Is Bowden Korbelik. A little right hand will dribble it up the floor. Starts left, starts right, pulls it back up, lost the dribble, gets it over to Parrish. Beagle will accelerate to the baseline. Screen set by Harris. Out of contact, no foul, and then the pass. Stolen away, down the floor. Ethan, two-handed shot, no, followed up and in. What a follow shot by Calvin. He'll get an and. He'll get to the free throw line. Count the bucket. The foul is going to be on Luke Siebert. It will be his first. And Calvin Manville coming to the line. MHMA will make its first substitution. Joyce being replaced by Jonkin and Guava. Free throw. It is up and good for Calvin, and he's got a half a dozen already. It is an 8-2 lead in the early going. JCN in front with 4:45 to play in the first quarter. Ravens with it. Here's Harris. Cuts it across for Nguamba, and the official from the top side calls a foul in the lane, and it's going to be on Calvin. Manville picking up his first foul. That'll be team foul one. JCN. Team fouls are even at one apiece. Harris will do the inbound. Ravens have it in at their baseline. 4.5 to go, first quarter. The ball comes into Siebert, gets through his hands, picks up Calvin. Here come the Chargers. McAfee brings it up, throws it down to the baseline, and it's going to be lost out of bounds. Brody Copeman comes in now for Siebert. So for the Ravens, you've got Harris and Korbelik. You've got Beagle and Guava and Copeman. For JCN, you've got McAfee, Noel, Baker, and Manville. We're going to get a blocking foul down the floor against JCN. And it is going to be Carson McAfee picking up his first foul tonight. 4:18 to go in the opening quarter. Ravens out on top of it. Korbelik will look into the middle, look in now, feeds it to Jonkin, backs in, turns, has the ball stripped out of his hands. They're going to call a foul on Baker. That's a tough call. We'll get the walk over to the near side, and for Andrew, it will be foul number one quickly. Three fouls by JCN at the free throw line, and it's going to be Jonkin. The first one, we're a roll around, no good. One more shot coming up. Duncan, a senior on this Raven team. It will not go in either, the second one, and the rebound is going to be lost out of bounds. Connor Kearns has just come into the game. Couldn't quite get a handle on that one. It'll come back in again. Tomorrow, Hillmount Academy at their baseline. 8-2, Jeff North in front. And we're midpoint of the opening quarter. Here's a cutter. The running shot rejected out of the hands of Beagle. Knock it away. It's going to be Andrew Baker. Here come the Chargers. Manville taking it down the left side. 3:50 to go in the first quarter. JC and running a couple of guys right back to the scorers table. Coach Corey Noel using seven guys pretty much games. Sometimes we'll see an eighth. Now we're going to get a 3-second violation against JCN. Blake Fowler, Ethan Noel coming back into the game. We're going to get Grady checking out. We're also going to see Calvin coming off the floor for a little bit. So Corey Noel rotates, again, about seven guys. Morehill Mount Academy, maybe eight guys during the course of a typical game. Here's Harris for three. It'll be a little bit short. Tipped out by Baker. Rebound Fowler. Here come the Chargers. JC and flies down the floor. Ethan tries to pass in the middle. It's going to be batted away. Outlet goes to Beagle. Quick picks up the ball. Up and in. Parrish, his first point of the game. 8-4 at 3:15 to play in the first quarter. JC and here at home with the lead. Back out on top, it's going to be Connor Kearns over to the left side to Carson. Top side, Fowler, he's alone. It's a three, hit the back of the rim with a long rebound. It's going to be battled for, and I suspect Andrew, who is behind in Guava, will be called for a second quick foul. Now for the Chargers, that hurts, because Andrew brings size to the floor. Not a lot of teams can go to the bench and bring in a guy who's big. Not only tall, but he's broad at the shoulder and very, very strong. That prototypical tight end kind of a guy. Well, he's coming out of the game with his second foul, a team foul four for Jeff North. Ravens have the basketball, trying to get 8-4. Harris has it, skips it over to the left side. Parrish, his pass into the middle for Brody. It's going to be off his hands, out of bounds, and the Ravens turning it over again. MHMA playing a little tight, it seems like. Lots of turnovers, not a lot of points. Chargers leading it 8-4. We're already down to 2:40 to go in the opening quarter. JCN, Grady with the ball. Top side it goes. Blake, back it goes to Carson. His three, no, and Guava straight up. Pulling down the rebound. Korbelik up the floor. Coming down the right side, little crossover dribble. First to the left, back to the right, comes off the screen. Little reverse layup attempt is not going to go, but Brody follows up and misses the point-blank bunny. Back up with it will come. Jefferson County North. 2:10 to go in the first. Ravens drop back, and they're going to stay in that player D. Left side is going to be Grady Noel. Chargers with the ball. 2 minutes to go in the first, leading by four. Around to the right side they go. Here's Fowler. Steps inside the free throw line. Goes from 14 wide left. Was it batted? The Chargers say yes. The official says one says yes, one says no, and they're going to talk about it. And it will be off a Ravens hand. Korbelik will come out of the game and in for the Ravens. Now you're going to get the senior Keegan Mispagel. 1:45 and rolling along in the opening quarter. Low scoring game, like the ladies game, low scoring. This one is 8-4. Carson McAbee has the ball stripped out of his hands. He's able to go back and retrieve it and trying to steal it a second time. The Ravens pick up a foul. The whistle on Parrish Beagle. It'll be his first foul tonight. Team foul two for the Ravens. McAfee will check out for a minute. Inbound, slapped away and out of bounds by Parrish. Having a fundraiser feed back in the kitchens and the ball went back there. They don't come back out with it pretty soon. You know they're having a snack. Smells great, by the way. 1:36 to go in the opening quarter. Baseline shot is on its way. Calvin, no. Followed up, no. Rebound, Raven. Bieber comes up with it. His upcourt pass stolen back. Feet underneath the Fowler. Over to the left side to Calvin. Manville into the lane. Right hand hook shot, no. Rebound, Copeman. Gets it away to Beagle. Harry standing up midcourt. He did not establish a forecourt. That is not over and back. Three-point shot is airborne. Will not go in for Miss Pagel, and it's going to go out of bounds. Back to Morehill Mount Academy. 1:10 to go in the opening quarter. 8-4. Chasing it in front. Ravens have it into the baseline. They'll feed it to Copeman. Easy shot. rolls around, around, and then it goes in. So Brody will have his first point. And we have a two-point game with 1 minute to play in the first. 8-6. Top side it goes. Going to be Grady to Calvin. Calvin having the hot hand early. Ethan back out. Top side it goes to Connor. Underneath the shot. Rejected by Nkwaba. It's on the floor. Picked up Ravens. Here comes Beagle down the right side, but looking all his way down to the left. Wait for a trailer. Kicks it in the middle. Miss Pagel. Back out on top, Siebert. Half a minute to go in the first. They want Johnkin. He's got good interior position. Now driving over, Beagle, looking for the shot. It's not there. 20 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Siebert, again, topside. He directs a little traffic, and instead of dishing it, keeps it himself. Wants to go Beagle, can't. Gets it to Miss Pagel. 10 seconds to go in the quarter. Miss Pagel still dribbles. Left side. Beats in the middle. Stolen by Fowler. 4 seconds. 3 seconds. From midcourt, the runner is off the rim and no good. That's the end of the first. We got a timeout on the floor after one quarter in Winchester. It is Jefferson County North, 8, Marhillmount Academy, 6.
Blair Milling and Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with your Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mashed egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
The second quarter coming up. We welcome you back to Winchester, Kansas. Marhillmount Academy being hosted by Jefferson County North on JCN's King and Queen of Courts Night. We welcome you back. It is an 8-6 ball game. Home team in front, led by Calvin Manville with a half a dozen. Ethan Knoll has the other two. For the Ravens, two apiece for Luke Siebert, Brody Koopman, Parrish Beagle. All in the possession, works the basketball to the home team. JCN's got it. We're back underway here in the second quarter. Being aware, again, that halftime will be a little extended as they crown the winter royalty here. And a great crowd on hand to watch that all come about. Ravens have gone to a zone defense now here in the second quarter. Here's a shot put up off balance, and the miss will be rebounded down by Mark Harris. Ravens coming the other way. Harris launches it over to the left side. Siebert puts everything he's got into a three-point shot that won't go in. Calvin had the rebound. Now it's going to be loose on the floor, and we will have a whistle and a travel. It is going to be Raven basketball. Marhillmount Academy putting it in play at their baseline. 7:20 to go in the half. Comes to the free throw line. Brody feeds back to Harris, falling away, misses the shot. Rebound. Two players tangled up. We'll be calling a jump ball. We'll be calling a foul. Now, the officials are going to confirm it's a jump ball. That's a good call. 7:16 to go. Here in the first half. Harris will do the inbound work for the Ravens, having a little trouble. Finally finds Brody. Back it'll come to Harris. Back to Koopman on the right elbow. 7:11 to go in the half. Top side, Luke. Siebert drives baseline, stops off the block, shot, rattles around, won't go in, rebound. Followed up by Sam. He gets it, plus one. Sam Joyce, a little power move for the big man. His first point of the game. He has tied it. Wait a minute. What happened? Okay, we're going to have to figure out what happened here because he went up for the bucket. It goes in. He was coming to the free throw line. I thought he was going to get it, but now there's no point on the board. So I'm assuming that there was no point. There's going to be a foul called on Sam Joyce instead of that, and it remains 8-6. Jefferson County North. Okay. So, Sam, I gave you credit for a shot, and they did not. So I'm sorry. We have to take that back. Now the ball's going to be lost out of bounds. Chargers are going to bring it back in at the baseline. Coach Rapplinger is as confused as I am, I think, with that play, and he's quite not happy with it, I think. One of the officials over here letting him share his thoughts. And now the inbound is going to be batted away, and Raymond Steele over to the left side. It's going to be Siebert. Top side, it goes to Joyce. Comes in over to the right. Harris back out on top. Beagle. 6:40 to go. Well, it's been kind of a wild and interesting, albeit low-scoring opening half. Siebert takes it around to the edge again, and back out on top it comes. Joyce backs in off the block, drops the shoulder, puts it up and in. That one counts. We're tied at 8. First point of the second quarter belongs to MHMA. And now on the upcourt play, a traveling violation on JCN. Chargers are going to turn it over. Calvin Manville reports to the scorer's table, and he'll come into the next dead ball opportunity. But right now, the Ravens up the floor, and here's your dead ball opportunity as it goes out of bounds. So Calvin into the game, and it will be Blake checking out. 6:11 to go in the half. Soapman comes out for the Ravens, and now we're going to get a timeout taken. A lot of substituting by both teams, and I think everybody's just going to kind of make sure that everyone is on the right page. Joseph, you and I are on the right page. We're going to take a timeout. How good is this? 6:11 to go in the half in Winchester. It's an 8-8 tie between Jeff North and MHMA.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Hey, we're back with you. Up court for the basketball, it's Jefferson County North in a low-scoring tied game at 8. Inside 6 to go in the first half. The up court pass knocked away. It's a jailbreak. Here comes Beagle, lays it up and in. Harris Beagle has 4, and the Ravens have taken the lead at 10-8. It is their first lead tonight with 5:40 to go in the first half. McAfee kicks it over to the left side. Here's their shot for a long two. Not going to happen for Ethan Noel. Ravens back up court with it. Here's Harris. Comes right, drives left, goes up, gets fouled. He put a shot on its way. It was not and did not go in. But the foul on Ethan Noel, which will be his first, will put Mark Harris on the line. And Harris looks for his first point tonight. He'll get it with that first free throw. It pushes it to an 11-8 lead with 5:20 to go in the first half. One more shot here for Harris. Gets it. Mark Harris playing basketball here tonight. Going to be playing football next year. As he's one of the early signees at Benedictine. 5:15 to go. Here in the first half, ball slapped away. It's going to go out of bounds on the far side. JCN is going to be bringing it in from the far side. They'll dribble it out toward the top, a little left-hand dribble, works all the way to the top and back down to the baseline. Ethan Noel has it, and we're going to have a foul way up top side. That may be on Korbelik, it is. It'll be Bowden picking up his first foul. So team fouls for the Ravens at 4. Team fouls for JCN at 5. Inside 5 minutes to go in the half. Ravens back on defense. JCN with the basketball trails by 4. JCN has not gotten a point yet in the second quarter. Around to the right side, that's going to be Connor Kearns with it. McAfee, top side Fowler, right side Connor, Ravens little 2-3 zone, giving JCM some trouble right now. Not allowing anyone into the middle. Back to the outside it comes. The feet of the middle is thrown away. Stealing it. Parrish shoots against two more. So just laying back in that zone, MHMA giving JCM some problems. Coach Knowles looking to fix those, take the timeout. A break, Joseph, if you'd be so kind. We've got 4:13 to go in the half. It's not. Moore Hill Mount Academy, 14, Jeff North, 8.
Find yourself having to air up your tires often? Or does your car shake when you drive? Have you noticed bulges on a tire or uneven tire tread? These are signs it may be time to replace your tires. Don't be left out in the cold with a bad tire. Contact the professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country and let us find the right tire for your vehicle. Stop in and see us at Second Commercial in Atchison or call us at 367-2699.
Let's see who the teams come out on the court with out of the timeout for Jefferson County North. We're going to have Calvin Manville and Blake Fowler with Ethan Knoll moving into the forecourt, into the backcourt. It'll be put in play by Connor Kearns, and Carson McAfee will be bringing it up the floor. For MHMA, we've got Bowden Korbelik, Perry Spiegel, Luke Siebert, Jonkin Ngwaba, and Mark Harris. Ravens have switched up the defense again. They're going to be still in a zone, but they're going to go with a little different zone look now, a little 1-2-2 or 3-2, merely 1-2-2 look. Back over to the left side. They're trying to force JCN into some perimeter shots. Chargers hoping to get something else out of this, and right now they're not. This defense is really outstanding. It's going to be lost out of bounds. Chargers will turn it over. 3:40 to play. And right now the difference in this game has been the Raven defense. Siebert handles it up on top side. MHMA with a basketball up by a half dozen. Still, Chargers have not scored in the second quarter. Harris goes under lead. Left-handed shot misses. Ngwaba fights for the rebound. Kicks it over to the left. Korbelik will go baseline. And 3 seconds is the call. So the Ravens will turn it back over. Grady Knoll will come back in. Connor Kearns taking a chair for head coach Corey Knoll and Jeff North. Chargers back up with it. Here's Carson McAfee. Carson still has not scored yet tonight. And his own defense is usually tailor-made for a good perimeter shooter like him and like Blake Fowler, neither of whom have scored yet. Here's Fowler with it, left wing. Inside 3 minutes to go in the half. So JCN has gone over 5 minutes now without scoring in the second quarter. The pass into a lot of traffic in the lane. It's loose. Ravens deal with it again. The Chargers seem determined to get the ball into the middle against his zone, and it's just not been working for him. Here's Beagle, loses the handle on it, and here comes JCN up court. They'll bring it down on transition. Manville slows it down. The defense comes up, catches him. His underhand shot misses. And Ngwaba rebounds it down. Ravens run. Harris down the right side. 2:22 to go in the half. Harris looks into the middle. Comes out on top, Siebert. And we're going to get a timeout with Coach Rapplinger. Ravens are going to take a break. Let's do it, Joseph. 2:17 to go in a rapidly moving opening half. It is Ravens 14, Chargers 8.
When you need a doctor, you choose the best. So when choosing one for your family pet, why have him just treated when you can have him treated like family at Westside Veterinarian Clinic? Dr. Walls and his friendly staff make it easy to get started and keep your pet healthy year-round. So for your special pet, choose Dr. Walls at Westside. Located on 286 Road, just past Heritage Tractor. Call them at 913-367-0456. Westside Veterinary, where caring is their specialty.
I got you. Thank you. Hey, welcome back to Winchester. We got 2 minutes in. Now, 14 seconds to go in the opening half. Raymond's feed underneath. Kick it over to the left side. Korbelik will go three. Won't get it. Rebounding it down. Hits Fowler. Back up court with the basketball. Here comes Jefferson, County North. Fowler over to the right side. Back on top it goes. Chargers looking for some points in the second quarter. Chargers go left side. Cross court it goes. Fowler from about 12. There it is. Fowler with a little jump shot. It is now 14-10. And back the other way. The ball's going to be stolen away by the Chargers. MHMA starting to run their offense, but not able to get much out of it. It's going to go back the other way. Here's a jump on the outside. No good. Rebound, Parrish Beagle. And again, up forward of basketball, Ravens. They lead by four. We're jump shot from the outside. No. Rebound underneath Coleman. Here's Korbelik for three. So Korbelik hits a three. And Bowden has his first points of the game. Shot from up. No. Rebound, Ravens, and we get a whistle. 17-10. And we've got a minute to play in the quarter. The foul is going to be the first on Brody Copeman. Chargers bring the ball in at their offensive end. Work around to the left side. They're down seven. Top side with it is going to be Connor. Back around to the right side. Calvin out on top. Carson. Left side, over to the edge. Again, it's going to be Connor. Here's a feed cross court. Manville, no look at it. Goes right side. McAfee cuts in. Shot rejected by Ngwaba. Saved in by the Ravens. Here comes MHMA. Half a minute to go in the half. Feed to the right side. Runner. Good. He rolled around and went in for Keegan Misbagel. 19-10. We've got 15 seconds to go in the half. Chargers over to the right side. Gets away for a minute. Now McAfee's going to be tripped. And we're going to have a foul called. Korbelik will have his second. According to my count, that is the first Raven player to pick up a second foul. And for MHMA, that is going to bring Miles into the game. Miles Dulac checks in. 8 seconds. 7 seconds. Chargers with the basketball. Feet in the middle. Out on top. Here's a three. Very short. Rebound Ravens. And that will be the half. Got a little wild. Didn't get high scoring. And we go to the locker room with an interesting game. We'll be back to summarize it for you. At halftime in Winchester, it's Mount Hill Mount Academy 19, JCN 10.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
Someone once gave this sage advice on investing. Know what you own and why you own it. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to understand what you own and why you own it. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Let's recap the opening half scoring for you, shall we? First of all, from our Hill Mount Academy, pacing the way, Parrish Beagle with six. Now, I'm going to tell you,
listen to how close the scoring and how even the scoring has been for Morehill Mount Academy in the first half. So Parrish has six. Bowden Korbelik hit a three. Brody Copeman has two. Mark Harris has two. Sam Joyce has two. Keegan Mispagel has two. Luke Siebert has two. So that is the way it has gone for MHMA. Incredibly balanced scoring with seven guys getting on the scoreboard on the way to a 19-point first half. For JCN, their leading scorer, Calvin Manville, a half a dozen, all of them in the opening quarter. Ethan Noel with two. Blake Fowler with the other two. Fouls, they're really not a problem. JCN has Andrew Baker with two fouls, and for Morehouse Academy, two fouls for Bowden Korbelik. No other player with more than one. Opening game tonight went to Jefferson County North, and the second game has the Ravens leading at halftime. It is King and Queen of Court tonight here, and you'll be hearing the introductions of the candidates to the crowd on hand, and again, overflow crowd here tonight, enjoying the festivities here in Winchester. We may have a little bit of an extended halftime as they do this fun stuff, but we will be back and bring you the second half live. But right now with your intermission score in Winchester. Morehill Mount Academy 19, Jefferson County North 10. We're kicking it back to Joseph. He's in the Care Sports Studios with halftime.
Benjamin Franklin once wrote about investing. An investment in knowledge pays the best interest. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to navigate the world of investments. Let us answer your most pressing questions about the markets. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Other value menus have burritos, maybe even nachos. But only Taco John's Valueist menu has the cheese-loving audacity to put nachos inside a burrito. With crunchy tortilla chips, creamy nacho cheese, and zesty sauces, our new Nacho Crunch burritos pack two melty faves into one. Try them with seasoned beef for just $2, or grilled chicken for $3. This might be our cheesiest menu ever. The Valueist menu, only at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download our app, earn free food.
Dealing with electrical problems can be dangerous and expensive if you're not sure of what you're doing. Call the electrical professionals at Gerber Electric at 913-367-2731 and let them handle it. They provide commercial, residential, and industrial service and can be reached 24 hours a day in case of an emergency. Gerber Electric is licensed, bonded, and insured, so you'll feel comfortable trusting your electrical issue to them. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. We'll be coming back to the game as Morehill Mount Academy is on the road at JCN with Tom Couts with the call. There is going to be an extended halftime. I will be trying to keep you a little bit entertained. Tomorrow, we've got Benedictine basketball starting at high noon. It is a schedule change. The women will take to the court against Mount Mercy at noon. The men should take to the court sometime right around 2. Tuesday, we've got JCN at Horton. 6 p.m. is the scheduled time for the girls game. The boys should take to the court at 8. Wednesday brings us back to Benedictine basketball as the Ravens are on the road taking on Peru State. 5:30 is the scheduled tip-off time for the women's game. The men should take to the court sometime around 7:30. Thursday night brings us to Sports Look, where Tom and Gus Couts discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report, right around 5:15 to 5:20. Friday night brings us back to basketball action as we've got ACCHS at Valley Falls. 6 p.m. is the scheduled tip for the women's game or the girls' game. The boys should take to the court sometime right around 8. I'll be back in just a moment with the girls' scores as I have them.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650. Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger like the Flamethrower or the loaded A1 stack burgers. Try the seasonal treats, including the Frosted Sugar Cookie Blizzard, Candy Cane Chill Blizzard, and the Caramel Mocha Chip Shake. It's all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison, where it's fan food, not fast food.
Are you looking for a checking account tailored exactly to your needs? Visit one of our 8 Union State Bank locations where you can enroll in the checking account that's customized for you. From My Rewards checking to free checking and even silver checking for seniors. Well, that's just the beginning of all we have to offer at Union State Bank. If you're tired of the inconvenience of a one-size-fits-all checking account, come on over to USB and let's talk about which customized account will fit your needs. At Union State Bank, we design checking to give you the choices you want. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender. Member FDIC.
Taking a look at the girls' scores from tonight. We have finals to report. It was an overtime win for Donovan West over Clifton Clyde over Donovan West. Clifton Clyde had 47 points to Donovan West's 43. In the Hiawatha-Perry Lecompton game, it was Hiawatha 46 to Perry Lecompton's 24. Nemaha Central topped Holton 44 to 25. Lynn beat Troy 53 to 35. In the Frankfurt Centralia game, it was Frankfurt 51, Centralia 41. Royal Valley beat Sabetha 45 to 53. Sabetha beat Royal Valley 53 to 45. And in the game that we brought you earlier right here at Hot Country 93.7, it was JCN 45 to Mar Hill Mount Academy Ladies 15. I'll be back in just a moment with the halftime scores in the boys' games.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Taking a look at the boys' games in action right now, we've got Perry Lecompton leading Hiawatha at the half, 35-23. Sabetha is leading Royal Valley at the half. Sabetha's got 38 points to Royal Valley's 17. In the Troy-Lynn game, it is Troy leading at the half, 25 to Lynn's 16. Olpe is leading Linden with a final with a halftime score of Olpe 25, Linden 20. And in the game that you're listening to right here at Hot Country 93.7, we've got Mar Hill Mount Academy leading JCN by 9 points at 19-10. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
When the weather takes a turn for the worse, count on CARE Radio and MSC News to keep you informed. Find up-to-the-minute closings, cancellations, and postponements on our free regional website, msc.news.net.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology, and it needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. And when it's time to add or upgrade a vehicle, look right here at Lewis Chevrolet Buick. Small town feel with big city discounts. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Partly cloudy tonight with lows around 26. Southerly winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 54. Lows dip down to about 26. Tomorrow night, mainly clear skies. Mainly sunny and dry. Sunday, clouds on the increase by Monday. Mid-50s. Sunday, upper 50s by Monday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr for Hot Country 93.7. Taking a look outside, we've got 28.2 degrees Fahrenheit. The winds are out of the east-southeast at about 4 miles per hour. Relative humidity 41%. Barometric pressure, as recorded up on the Boys and Girls Club campus in North Atchison, is sitting at 30.30 inches of mercury, and it is on the decline. Dew point, 8 degrees Fahrenheit, giving us a feels-like temperature of 23 out there. We're going to take a real quick break right now and play a good song that I really, really enjoy entirely too much. Right now, for your enjoyment, I've got Johnny Cash with Stripes right here at Hot Country 93.7. Now, we may be dropping out of this quick entertainment break if Tom calls for it back courtside, so do not be surprised if you hear a couple of bumps and chunks and we drop out of the music quickly and go to Tom courtside.
On a Monday, I was arrested. On a Tuesday, they locked me in the jail. On a Wednesday, my trial was tested. On a Thursday, they said guilty and the judge's gavel fell. I got stripes around my shoulder. I got chains around my feet. I got stripes around my shoulders. And them chains, they're about to drag me down. On a Monday, I got the stripes and bridges. On a Tuesday, I got my ball and chain. On a Wednesday, I'm working, digging ditches. On a Thursday, Lord, I beg them not to knock me down again. I got stripes around my shoulders. I got chains around my feet. I got stripes around my shoulders. And them chains, they're about to drag me down. On a Monday, my mama comes to see me. On a Tuesday, they caught me with a file. On a Wednesday, I'm down at solitary. On a Thursday, Lord, I start on bread and water for a while. I got stripes around my shoulders. I got chains around my feet. I got stripes around my shoulders. And them chains, they're about to drag me down.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank. We're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your feature game.
It's so good to have you back with us here in Winchester, Kansas. We're getting set to go to the second half of tonight's high school ball game, the guys' game. Ladies' games earlier, it was a win for JCN over MHMA. Here in the second game, it is MHMA in front as we go to the third quarter, 19-10. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph, producing and engineering. Just spin and some tunes, taking care of you at halftime. Joseph is a taking care of things guy. Thank you, sir. Appreciate you. Tom Counts with you here courtside. Alternate possession is going to award the basketball to the Chargers here at home. Very nice halftime. They crown king and queen of courts. So congratulations to all of the folks participating in that. And we're back at it. Chargers put the ball in play. Chase team with the basketball. We're going to get that. What has been for them a very troublesome Raven defense. Ethan Knoll comes out on top. You've got Grady Knoll, Ethan Knoll, Blake Fowler, Carson McAfee, Calvin Manville for the Chargers. For the Ravens, it is going to be Luke Siebert, Mark Harris, Sam Joyce, Harry Spiegel, Bozen Korbelik. Here are your starting fives for the two teams. This second half beginning to unfold. Still 19-10, first shot of the second half is going to be up and missed. Grady Knoll got a little too much on it, going to the other side. The running shot is up and good for Parrish Beagle. Parrish now with 8 points, making it 21-10. And we are 7-10 to play in the third. Ravens in front, double figures now. The feed to the right side of the lane, take it down to the main side, cross court it goes. McAfee guarded by Beagle, goes in. Bunny Hobbs are going to say that was a little too many bunnies in that one. It's going to be a turnover. 6:50 to play here in the third. Points have been very hard to come by for JCN. The MHMA defense is playing extremely well. Frame is down court with it. Here's Korbelik out on top to Beagle. Parrish will look to the middle. Slides off the screen, set by Sam Joyce. Goes cross court looking for Harris, who did not anticipate the pass. And it's going to get away and out of bounds. It will come back in again to the Chargers. Here comes Jefferson County North. The Chargers have no points yet in the second half. Until there, little turnaround in the lane by Ethan Knoll, and he's at four. It is 21-12. 6:20 to play. Third quarter. Ravens back up the floor with it. Remember when these two teams played way back on the 6th of December? It was a one-point game in Atchison. Turnaround shot is up and no good. Rebound cleared away by the Chargers. Here comes JCN. Thompson with it. Carson McAfee running it from the one. Gets it over to Fowler. Here's a three from Calvin. Short. Rebound underneath is going to be saved by Knoll. Falling away, Calvin. It's two, and they're going to call a travel. So the Chargers getting at least a look at that one, but could not get it to go in before the traveling violation. And at 5:47 to go in the third quarter, leading by 9, the Ravens are back up the floor with it. 21-12. Back over to the right side. Ravens the ball batted away for a moment. Bowden able to get there and save it. Now it's underneath. Sam's layup won't go down. Rebound out on top, Siebert. Korbelik for three. He's good at that. Throws it in from the top. Second three in the ball game for Bowden. It is 24-12. And the Ravens leading it by a dozen with 5:11 to play third quarter. Turn around for the baseline left. It's up and good. Ethan Knoll is two more. Ethan has got all of the JC in third quarter scoring. And that is four. 24-14. 4:50 to go. Here's a three. Nope. Rebound. Chargers. Here comes JCN. Calvin will take it all the way deep into the right corner. Ravens settling back into that. I'm thinking it's maybe a 1-2-2 zone. Pass is going to go across. Cutting to the baseline was Grady. The anticipation was that he was not doing that. And JCN will turn it over. Into the game now for head coach Corey Noe. We're going to get Andrew Baker and Connor Kearns. So Andrew and Connor will check in. They're going to be out there with Grady and Carson and I'm looking for my fourth guy. Oh, there is Blake. Ravens with the basketball, 4:20 to go. We're going to have Brody Copeman come in for Coach Rapplinger. Also in, John Kitten Guava. Here's a spinning shot. It's up. It's off the mark. Parrish couldn't get it to fall. Here comes Jefferson County North. They're going to run. They're going to launch a three that won't go in. Andrew, big man underneath with a baller shot. Andrew Baker has two. 24-16. And we're at 3:55 to play in the third quarter. Already over halfway through the third. This game is moving briskly. Harris right side. Pass in the middle is going to be stolen. McAfee gets tripped, knocks it to the floor, no foul called. Over to the left side, Coatman. Dumps it to the right. Harris misses the layup. Rebound, Johnkin. Got it to roll in. And Guava's first point of the game. And it's 26-16. 3:27 to go. Chargers again trailing by double figure mark. The feed goes underneath. Again, they go to the big man, and as the shot goes up, it is kind of batted away out of the hand of Andrew Baker. So we're also going to have a foul called in the process by Mark Harris. It'll be Mark's first foul. And talk about making the game go fast. That is the first foul of the second half, and we're almost 4 minutes or almost 5 minutes in. Free throw. Just a little flat, won't go. Fowler coming out of the game for Jeff North. Back into the lineup will come Ethan Noel. Parrish Beagle is going to check out, and the Ravens are going to bring Keegan Mispagel in. One more shot coming up here for Andrew Baker. Big sophomore. Looks it over, puts it up. It won't go in either. And Guava comes down with a rebound. Here comes MHMA. 26-16, Ravens on top by 10, with 3:10 to go in the third quarter. Copeland will have it on the left side, comes out on top to Harris, backs away for a moment, back with the left hand, kicks it over to Keegan. Mispagel out on top, Korbelik. Back to Copeland. Korbelik again. Little head fake, drives baseline, guarded by McAfee, will put up a runner, high off the window, but no good. Rebounding it down in Quaba. Does he travel? They're going to call a foul. As Johnson came down, kind of stumbled with the ball, but they're going to say it's a result of having been bumped. The foul is going to be on Connor Kearns. I've got him for one. So as Connor collects his first foul of the ball game and JCN has their first foul of the second half, back into the game will come Blake Fowler, and also back in comes Calvin Manville. Bowden Korbelik will take the inbound. Little underhand pass trying to get to Nguaba, and the Ravens are, there's going to be a foul in the backcourt. Johnkin is reaching and scrambling for the ball and kind of slipped a football move in on that one with a bit of a tackle, and Johnkin will collect the foul. It'll be Guava's first tonight, and MHMA's second foul of the second half. Ravens rotate players in and out of the game. Back in will come Luke Siebert. He's in for Mark Harris. 2.5 to go in the third quarter. For JCN, a lot of ground to make up, and they're not making any up. They're not losing anymore, but down 10, going to have to begin to gain some ground if they're going to come from behind here at home tonight. Ravens, on the other hand, looking to keep them at arm's length. Cross court back to the right side. Here's a three. Wide, nope. Rebound. Pulled down by Mispagel. Ravens coming up the floor. They'll launch it over to the left side to Seaver. Luke is dangerous anywhere within about 80 feet. Here's a shot up. No good. Rebounding it back down. Chargers. Up the floor with it is going to be Connor Kearns. Goes right side. Fowler. He's deep, deep in the right corner. Dribbles his way up to the wing. Comes out between the circles to Calvin. Minute 50 to go in the third quarter. 26-16. Ravens leading here on the road tonight. Looking for the season sweep over JCN. Back out top side is going to be Calvin. The swing over to the left, long cross court it goes. Fowler can't get into the middle, cut off by Seaver's defense. And the Chargers burning a lot of time looking for a shot. Now they'll take a three, it's too strong. Rebounded now by Fowler, they're going to keep it alive. Minute 15 to go in the third quarter. Now here's Baker. Hands it into the middle, and the layup is up and good. Ethan Noel. Baker the assist, 26-18. And we've got a minute to go in the third quarter. And we're going to get a timeout taken by Coach Rapplinger. Ravens taking a break, Joseph. We're going to do it with them. A minute to go, third quarter in Winchester. Jeff North, 26. Morehamon Academy, 18.
Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They've extended their hours to better serve you. Now open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
All right, looking for the guys as they come out of the court for MHMA. You're going to have Miss Pagel and Coatman out there. The ball being put in play by Harris brings it into Beagle, and anchoring in the middle is going to be Sam Joyce. For JCN, it's going to be the starting five. And the Chargers steal it away. Here comes McAfee with the steal. Drives coast to coast. Shot rejected by Harris. Made by Coatman. Stolen back from Coatman. And they're going to stay going out of bounds. By is Andrew Baker as he came up with that steal. This is going to come back again to the Ravens. Out there for JC and Grady Knoll, Blake Fowler, Carson McAfee, Calvin Manville, Ethan Knoll. Those are the Charger five with only 40 seconds now to play in the third quarter. 26-18 Ravens. Hook shot in the lane is up at Jusoff, and a rebound going to be lost out of bounds off Jeff North. Ravens back in play. They get it their offensive end right beneath the goal now. Harris will inbound it. Gets it to Miss Pagel deep in the right corner. McAfee right in his grill. Gets it to Sam. Joyce right side of the free throw line. Top side to Harris. Ravens working around against the player D. Back out on top of Harris. 22 to go in the third. Here's Sam. Backs in. Falls away. Turns. Shoots off the window. Sam Joyce pursues. 4 points now for the big guy in the middle. And it's 28-18. Back to the 10-point lead, and we've got 10 seconds left, third quarter. Chargers, a look at the clock. The drive into the lane. The dish back. Kalman goes three. The buzzer not there. That is the end of the third quarter. Fourth quarter on tap. We'll be back with it. The score after three. It is Murray Hillman Academy, 28, JCN 18.
Blair Milling and Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mashed egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
Ball game. Maury Hillman Academy's got eight guys in the scoring column. Parrish Beagle has eight. Bowden Korbelik, six. Four for Sam Joyce. And then Brody Copeman and Mark Harris, Keegan Misbagel, Luke Siebert, and Jonathan Inguaba, each with two. For JCN, 8 points also leads the way. They belong to Ethan Knoll. Half a dozen for Calvin Manville. And then Andrew Baker and Blake Fowler with two apiece. We go to the fourth. Raven basketball coming in play, and we are back at it. MHMA, top side is going to be Parrish Beagle. Parrish glides to the right, back to the left, comes out on top, gets it near center circle to Korbelik. He will cut into the middle, lots of contact, and let's see against whom this Charger foul will be called. And it is going to be on Grady, his first. And for JCN, it'll be team foul two in the fourth quarter. Ultimately, committing so few fouls is probably not going to work real well for JCN, because as we go to the late going of the game and they're looking to foul, looking to get the Ravens at the free throw line and maybe get the ball back, well, they're going to have to give a lot of fouls late to get to that point. And now, 5 seconds call. Chargers do not allow the Ravens to get the ball in play. So MHMA turns it over before they even get it in pounds. 7.5 to go in the game. 10-point Raven lead. Chargers left side. They'll skip it over to the edge. Dribbling it out on top. It's going to be Kearns. Long cross court. McAfee dumps it down low. Baseline 2. First point to the ball game for Connor Kearns, and he's down to the baseline, actually probably behind the backboard when he let that thing loose. It's 28-20. 7:10 to go. The shot underneath for the Ravens is no good. Rebound. Beagle to the right side to Korblik. He'll start to the baseline, changes his mind, gets it to Beagle. Shot rejected by Baker. Rebounding it down is Calvin. Here comes Jeff North. JC and bringing it down the floor. Calvin takes it down the left side, comes on top. Connor back to Calvin. 6:46 to play. Coach Rapplinger went at the end of the coaching box, giving his team a little encouragement. Chargers work the outside. Here's a long three for McAfee. Hits the back of the rim with a long rebound. It's going to be tipped out, pulled down. Ravens outlet right side. Stolen back by McAfee. What a job by coming up with a steal. Rebound back on defense. Here comes Jeff North. Dropping a shoulder, and there's going to be a block on Korblik. Bowden will collect his third foul of the evening. Chargers are going to bring Fowler and Ethan Noel back in, and they're going to take out Grady and Calvin. It will belong to Jefferson County North. They trail by 8 with 6:15 to go. McAfee, top side. Carson is very due to get something on the board. He's not scored yet tonight. Here's a baseline runner, left side, no. Rebound. It's going to be lost out of bounds. Touch slash by Connor Kearns. MHMA with the basketball. And back into the lineup for Coach Rapplinger will come Luke Siebert. 6 minutes to play. Even though the crowning of the Royal courts, the winter courts are complete. The crowd has stayed on hand here tonight. And we're going to get a foul. Ravens handling the ball in the middle of the lane. Foul is going to be on JCN's Carson McAfee, his second of the game. And at 5:45 to play, Ravens are going to have it back in. Three team fouls on each of these clubs. So again, we're a long way from free throws being shot. They look to bring it in. It's batted around. It's on the floor. And the Chargers are going to steal it away. So, again, Ravens having trouble with the inbound play. Into the lane. It comes right. The three looks good off to the left. Rebound tipped out. It is wide. It is out of bounds. And it is Raven basketball. With 5.5 to go in the game. Neither team's doing much offensively. I mean, let's be candid here. We are at 5.5, so we're 2.5 minutes into the fourth quarter. There's been one basket combined by both teams. And the Ravens have scored nothing in the fourth quarter. Now the ball's going to be knocked away, and the Ravens are going to turn it over. Luke Siebert with a strong effort to save it in. Goes headlong and slides across the floor, but not able to corral the ball. Joyce is going to check out for the Ravens, and Jonkin Ngwaba checks back in. 5:15 to play in the game. It's Jeff North into the forecourt. They'll feed Baker. Kick it back to the edge. Baseline runner. In and out. Nope. Rebound tipped around. Ngwaba had it. Lost it. Head fake underneath. Whistle and a foul on. Let's see against which Raven it will be called. And the foul is going to be on Johnson, his second tonight. Coming to the line for Jeff North, Ethan Noel. First one, yes. Ethan can be the first player on either team to reach 10 points with a free throw here. And gets it. As the bucket goes in, the Chargers take a timeout, and they are battling back. Taking a break, Joseph, with only 5:04 to go in the game. It's going to be an exciting finish. Morehill Mount Academy 28, Jeff North 22.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
And we welcome you back, and the Ravens coming out of the timeout. Put the ball in play. We are very quickly going to have a JC and foul. I don't think that's what Coach Noel had in mind at all. This whistle is going to be on Ethan Noel. It'll be his second. But again, only the fourth team foul. Now, team fouls even at four apiece. Ravens into the forecourt. Right side, Korbelik skips it over to Harris. Back out on top. Bowden knifes into the lane. Dumps it over to Johnkin. The ball is on the floor. Chargers are going to pick it up. Here comes JC in. Up the floor. Down the right side. Going to go into the corner, and now the Chargers will turn it over. 4:40 to go. 28-22. Ravens in front. MHMA still has not scored in the fourth quarter. Kormlick will have it right wing. Works to the left. Gets it to Parrish. Drives to the right. Gets it to Harris. He's going to have it knocked out of his hands. And we'll get a foul up top side on Ethan. And that is now the third foul by Ethan Noel. Substitutions coming in. And Guamba is out for Copeman for the Ravens. And Ethan is going to be out, replaced by Connor Kearns. So the Chargers out of the ball is going to be stolen. Here comes Grady, and it's up and in. Grady Noel gets his first point of the game. 28-24, and we're going to get another timeout. Taking a break, Joseph. Suddenly, we've got a close game. 4:03 remains. It is Morehill Mount Academy 28, Jefferson County North 24.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off-center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repairs, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
Hey, welcome back to Winchester, Kansas. The medical crews out on the floor cleaning it up a little bit. Apparently there are some blood drops out there that someone has spotted, and they are getting them attended to. What a finish we've got coming up here. 4:03 to play, okay? 28-24. In the fourth quarter, JCN has outscored Marhill Mount Academy 6-0. And so that 10-point lead is now a 4-point lead with over 4 minutes to go. This is going to get exciting. Remember, again, we talked about that first meeting between these teams, 6th of December, a 1-point win. This could be a very similar kind of a finish tonight. Ravens are going to bring it in against the full court pressure. Here's Harris in the backboard. Little skip pass, batted away. Stolen by JC and driving down. The shot goes up, won't go in. Rebound, head fake, followed at home. Calvin Manville makes it a 2-point game. And we're going to get another timeout. Ravens taking a break, and the momentum has swung. We've got 3:48 to go. It is Morehill Mount Academy 28, JCN 26.
When you need a doctor, you choose the best. So when choosing one for your family pet, why have him just treated when you can have him treated like family at Westside Veterinarian Clinic? Dr. Walls and his friendly staff make it easy to get started and keep your pet healthy year-round. So, for your special pet, choose Dr. Walsh at Westside, located on 286 Road, just past Heritage Tractor. Call them at 913-367-0456. Westside Veterinary, where caring is their specialty.
Well, the fourth quarter has been a huge momentum switch for JCN, who has trailed throughout the game. Well, that's not true. JCN did lead in the early moments, but it didn't last long. Right now, you've got the Ravens, who have been up by as many as a dozen a couple of times. Now, hanging on by two in the fourth quarter, JCN has outscored MHMA 8-0. Barry Spiegel brings it down, goes to the right side to Harris, long cross court, Korbelik. Back out on top, it'll come Siebert. Siebert gets it on the right, Parrish. Out on top to Luke. 3:25 to go. Ravens looking to have a good position. They need to finish this with a possession, with a score, and they don't. Korbelik turns it over. Here come the Chargers. A chance to tie or take a lead on this possession with 3:10 left. They'll go topside. Don't wait for McAfee to get something on the board, but he's out right now. The feed to the left. Out on top, Fowler. Back over to the right side. The pass underneath is going to be stolen by Harris. Then stolen back by Fowler. His shot, no. Fowler's shot, and a foul. The foul is on Luke Siebert. It is his second. It is going to be team foul 5. They will not consider it a shooting violation. McAfee comes back in, and Connor Kearns is out for Jeff North. Chargers with the basketball, treading by 2. We're inside 3 minutes to play. Grady back out on top becomes Fowler. Over to the left side, McAfee comes back out on top. Grady, skip pass right side, has Caliban with it. To Grady, no. Feeds in the middle of Fowler. From 13, it rolls in. We're tied at 28. It is a 10-0 run to begin the fourth quarter for JCN. Pass on top. Siebert, no. Rebound. Saved by Korbelik. Ravens are going to control it. Here's Parrish. Goes right side. Is that a charge? Yes, it is. Tremendous job in the middle by Carson McAfee to stand in. Draw the charge on Mark Harris. Harris will pick up the foul, and for him, it'll be number 2 tonight. And we're down to 2 minutes and 15 seconds to go in a tie game. It's 28-28. Fowler goes cross-court. Calvin comes out on top. Carson skips it out top to Fowler. Blake will work around to the left side. Down to the baseline. That's going to be Ethan. Comes out to Blake. To Ethan. Minute 50 to play in the game. We're tied at 28. Kick to the baseline left. They want Baker. The ball's going to be lost out of bounds, and it's going to be off Jeff North. Coach Corey Knoll making an offense-defense switch as Grady Knoll and Connor Kearns come back in. 1:49 to go. We're tied at 28. The Ravens haven't scored in the fourth quarter. Up the floor comes the Siebert. Gets it to Korbelik, right side Harris, ninth into the lane, skips it, beautiful behind the back pass to the baseline shot, no. Rebounding it down, Joyce, shot blocked underneath by Baker. Andrew Baker blocks a shot of Sam Joyce. JCN back up the floor, and they're going to call him for palming it over. But wait, was there a timeout first? There was. The Chargers are going to get the timeout, and we're taking a break. Joseph, what a finish. We've got a timeout with a minute 28 to go in the game. It remains MHMA, JCN, tied at 28.
Your only source for local daily news, along with weather, sports, and the best mix of hit country. This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
A wise investor once said, "The stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing." At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, Give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Has been a remarkable comeback by Jefferson County North. They trailed by 9 at the half, by 10 at the end of 3 quarters, but the Ravens haven't scored in the 4th quarter. It has been a 10-0 4th quarter for JCN, and the Chargers have the ball with a minute 25 to play. McAfee has it out on top. Over to the top they go. Back it comes to McAfee. Here's Calvin. Left side, Ethan Knoll. The feed in the lane. The cut to the back door. The layup is up and good. The bucket by Ethan Knoll. And JCN is in front. It is 30-28. Corbelly for three. No. Rebound. Chargers. 50 seconds to play. When will a foul come? Will a foul come? There it is. Oh, we're going to get a Charger timeout. What a bit of strategy now that they'll be looking for from Coach Raplinger. How will he approach this? We're going to take a timeout while they work on it on the sidelines. Joseph, with only 45 seconds to go in this game, it is now JCN 30, MHMA 28.
Other value menus have burritos, maybe even nachos. But only Taco John's valueist menu has the cheese-loving audacity to put nachos inside a burrito. With crunchy tortilla chips, creamy nacho cheese, and zesty sauces, our new Nacho Crunch burritos pack two melty faves into one. Try them with seasoned beef for just $2, or grilled chicken for $3. This might be our cheesiest menu ever. The valueist menu, only at Taco John. Bigger, bolder, better. Download our app, earn free food.
Five seconds left in this one here tonight. What an exciting game this has become. Frankly, for a time, it was not so exciting. The Chargers in the second half were trailing by a dozen. A couple of times, they were down by a dozen. And yet, they have battled back in this one and lead now by two and have the ball in play. Manville's doubled up in the backcourt. He's going to get it away to McAfee. Into the forecourt, he comes. Carson stops his dribble on top, needs some help, pops it over to the near side. Chargers are going to lob it deeper to the right edge. They'll take it down to the baseline. The feed comes underneath. Are they going to take a shot here? They will. Blocked by Nkwaba, and it's going to be batted away. It's going to go out of bounds. It'll be Charger basketball. JCN is going to have it in play in front of the bench with 24 seconds left. They're going to have to foul a couple of times because there's finally the first one by Parrish. He makes very certain to commit the foul on Carson McAfee. The foul on Parrish Beagle is his second. And it'll be team foul 7. It is a 1-1. And for Carson McAfee, a big place to be looking for his first point of the night. Coach is trying to decide whom they are going to have on the floor here. They're going to make a substitution if he hits the first free throw. 21 seconds left. Carson shot. No. Rebound. Nkwaba. And we're going to get a Raven timeout. So for Coach Raplinger, here are the questions. Do you come down and take a quick shot? Do you come down and look for a two-point shot to tie? Do you come down and look for a three-point shot to try to get a win on the road? How do you approach it? What is your coaching philosophy? I'm going to be interested to see how it shakes out. We'll be back. 20 seconds to go in the ball game. Timeout, Joseph. It is Jeff North 30, MHMA 28.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
A huge Royal Courts night here in Winchester, Kansas. Jefferson County North has put together a remarkable comeback. Down a dozen in the third quarter, down 10 in the fourth, and has battled back to take a lead, 30-28. Now with 20 seconds to play, but the Ravens have the basketball. They're looking to score. How will they go about it? Top side is going to be Parrish Beagle. Plays off the screen by Johnkin. Barry Beagle backs in, out on top, Corbley. He's the shooter, puts up the three, doesn't go. Rebound Beagle, puts up a ball away, rolls off. But we have a whistle, and we're going to get a Charger foul. The foul is going to be the fourth of the game by Ethan Noel. Coming to the line is going to be Parrish Beagle. Now, Parrish with two free throws. If you miss the first, and he does not. The question is going to be, do you intentionally miss the second to get the ball back? But now, it's a one-point game. Beagle at the line for one more free throw and 4 seconds left in regulation. Parrish, all the confidence in the world. Big breath, shot up, gets it. We are tied. First point of the fourth quarter. Here's a shot, batted away, and it's going to go out of bounds. And is that it? Are they not going to put time up? Hold on. The officials are going to look at the clock, and I thought maybe there was a little bit left, but is there? That's it. We are going to overtime in Winchester. Joseph, if you give me 60, we'll be back for the overtime period at the end of regulation. Wait a minute, now we're talking this thing over. I thought the score was 30-30, but let's make sure that that's correct. There we go. And that's the end of regulation. Okay, Joseph, if you give me a 60, we go to the overtime. The score, Mohammed Academy and JCN, deadlocked at 30.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger like the Flamethrower or the loaded A1 stack burgers. Try the seasonal treats, including the Frosted Sugar Cookie Blizzard, Candy Cane Chill Blizzard, and the Caramel Mocha Chip Shake. It's all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison, where it's fan food, not fast food.
Hey, welcome back to Winchester. Didn't you know after these two teams played to a one-point game in their first meeting that we'd have something like this here tonight? Ravens are going to take the jump ball and miss a shot. Here comes JC and Harris couldn't get it a ball. Chargers up the floor. 3:35 to go in OT. Still at 30. McAfee will have it on the left side. Dribbles toward the top. Gets it there to Calvin. Manville back to McAfee, pulls up his dribble, skips it to Calvin, cuts down the right side, dumps it outside, pass batted across, is going to be knocked away by Parrish Beagle and out of bounds. Going to come back in on the near side to JC and right in front of their bench, and Fowler will bring it in again to McAfee. 3:10 to go in OT. Chargers are going to take their time. They're going to get the shot they want, or they're not going to just take a shot. McAfee up near the center circle. Look at Brody Copeman. They've got him at the five, playing way up high. Now the bounce in the middle is going to be batted away and stolen. Beagle with the steal. Copeman down the court. Comes right side. Harris in the corner. Back out on top. Here's a three for Beagle. Missed it. Rebound Copeman. He gets pushed, and that's the fifth foul on Ethan Noel. So Ethan is going to foul out in the OT. With 2:45 to go in the game with a team high 12 points. So in for him will come Andrew Baker. And at the line for the Ravens is going to come Brody Copeman. Brody's got 2 points. He scored a bucket in the opening quarter. Hasn't had a score since. Has not had a free throw tonight. The 1-1. Off the window it is. How about that? Brody hits one way up in the square, and it goes straight down through the rim. The second one is going to be in straight away. Copeman hits two. It is 32-30, 2:40 to go in OT. Ravens in front by a pair. J.C. is going to run some motion now. Again, working against that zone defense with Copeman way up at the top. On the elbows, you're going to have Beagle and Korbelik. At the corners, you've got Siebert and Harris. The feet underneath is going to be slapped away out of bounds. Going to come back in again to Jefferson County North. 2:17 to go in OT. James Dean was working the ball toward the middle, and found their cutter, but it got batted away and out of bounds. Baker gets it into Fowler, comes out on top. McAfee gets it back. Fowler with it again, skips it over to the right side. Top side, Calvin. McAfee, it's three. There it is! 3-point shot, Carson's first points of the game. 33-32. And palming the ball over, coming up the floor. The Ravens are going to turn it over. J.C. makes the offense-defense switch again. Baker's coming out. Interesting, they're taking out the big guy underneath. With a minute 50, minute 49, minute 48, we're rolling along here in the overtime. James team with a basketball, but they lead it only by one. McAfee will have it on the right side, comes out on top to Fowler. Fowler dribbles left, now dribbles right, kicks it over here to Grady. Grady's run into, knocked to the floor, save. There's an elbow thrown. A foul on Siebert. Officials are going to talk about it. I'm sure they want to make sure they call the foul on the correct person, but I thought, yeah, it is going to be on Luke. It'll be his third. And for Jefferson County North, they'll come to the free throw line and step into the stripe, Calvin Manville. Calvin has 8 points tonight. He is 1-1 at the free throw line. And again, an offense-defense switch by head coach Corey Knoll. Calvin strides up here. Free throw, rolls, in. He will earn the bonus. That is his 9th point of the game, and he puts the Chargers up by 2. It is now 34-32. We've got a minute 31 to go. Calvin will look this over again. The junior drains it. Manville with 10. It is 35-32. Chargers up 3. Ravens drive down. Skip it over to the left side. Here's a tie shot. Too hard. Rebound Ravens. Stay back on top. They'll skip it left. Bowden will go again for a 3. Misses again. Rebound. Pulled down by Baker. Andrew comes down with a basketball. Here comes JCN. 1 minute to play. We're in the overtime. JC with a basketball leading at 35-32. Around to the right side, it's going to be Calvin. Kicks it down to the baseline. Carson got fouled? No. Got timeout. We're going to take a break with the Chargers. 51 seconds to go in overtime. JCN 35, Morial Mount Academy 32.
At Union State Bank of Atchison, they are rooted in tradition but always looking forward. That means that while they're always focused on delivering the latest advancements to their customers, they're grateful for the local customers that have been the foundation of their business. Each of their 8 branches has its own community history, while enjoying the advances they can make as one community bank. At Union State Bank of Atchison, they celebrate the legacy of the past and the opportunities of the future. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
What an entertaining game that we've enjoyed here tonight as this has gone back and forth, and MHMA had forged a big lead, and they were just kind of cruising along until the fourth quarter. And the JCN defense stepped up, and the JCN offense stepped up and held MHMA to 2 fourth-quarter points. And those two came with 4 seconds left in the game to tie it and send it to overtime. Chargers are going to bring it in, and McAfee will bring it up the floor, taking it over to the left side. Gets it off top side. JCN works left, 39 seconds to go. McAfee has it knocked out of his hands. It's going to go out of bounds, and it's going to go back to the Ravens. Headlong dive over there by Harris after the basketball. And Fowler will check out. Back in will come Andrew Baker for the Chargers. 35, 34 seconds left. Harris Beagle brings it up. Hands it over to Korblik. Korblik will slide right. Wants to go Harris. Wants to get it to Harris. Finally does. Harris defended by Connor Kern. Pulls up the dribble. 20 seconds to go. Here's Parrish. He'll cut to the right side. They want Korblik to take this shot, and now we're going to get another MHMA timeout. After this one, the Ravens have 1 timeout remaining. Joseph taking a break. It's nail bite time in Winchester. 16 seconds to play. Chargers 35, Ravens 32.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays, and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Fans on hand for both of these teams are absolutely leaning forward in their seats as this thing has been as exciting as it can get. We're in overtime with 16 seconds to go. Ravens with the ball, trail by 3, needing the long shot. It'll come into Korblik. He's liable to be the guy to take that shot because he is good from the perimeter. Here's Sam Joyce out on top. Parrish for 3, air ball. Out of bounds, and it's going to go out of play to JCN. Now, the Chargers were hoping to have come up with a rebound on that because putting the ball in play adds another little level of difficulty with 6 seconds to play. Looking in. You just throw it into the middle here and do get it to McAfee, and there's the quick foul. That is going to be the 3rd for Harris. 3 fouls immaterial with 5 seconds to go in overtime. And Carson McAfee, whose first point came to put his team up by here in this game, and Morehill is going to take its last timeout. Joseph, obviously, final TO. 5 seconds to go in the overtime. It is Chargers 35, Ravens 32.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Yeah. Joseph's back at the studio handling this stuff. And Joseph, just got to keep you aware, neither team has another timeout remaining with 5 seconds left in overtime. For Jefferson County North, the guy with the weight, the guy with the pressure, the lonely guy, the only guy from his team in that half of the floor is Carson McAfee. He's coming up here for the one and one. If he hits one of these, Ravens will be down 2 possessions with 5 seconds left. He misses us when the Ravens have got 5 seconds to get to the other end of the floor and score 3. So Carson, step it up here. Free throw is on its way. It's perfect. Carson McAfee did not score in regulation, has come up big in OT. Chargers by 4. Jim's pretty quiet. Chargers by 5. It is 37-32. The ball goes down court, and that will do it. Final score tonight in overtime. Jefferson County North, 37. Markham Mount Academy, 32. And we'll be back to summarize it for you after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Stick around for the Giant Communications post-game show. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net. The Giant Communications post-game show, featuring a game recap and your Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Right after this word from the Bank of Atchison.
When you visit one of our 8 Union State Bank locations, you're bound to see familiar faces. That's because at USB, community is everything. We live, work, and play where you do, so you're seeing us at the Friday night football game, having lunch at the local cafe, and chasing our kids on the park playground. USB employees believe we are stronger with local ties and local financial decisions. That's why we hope you'll visit a Union State Bank location and find out why we love being a part of the community. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net. Bringing you play-by-play coverage of your favorite high school teams. And still your voice for the Benedictine Ravens. For local sports, it's always KAIR.
That was a wild one. It was a game that had one team well out front. It got close at the end, so close it went to overtime. And when it was said and done, home team comes out in front tonight in OT, 37-32. A recap of the scoring for you. Four more Hillmount Academy, double figures for Parrish Beagle with 10. It was a half a dozen for Bowden Korbelik, 4 tonight for Sam Joyce. And then 2 each, Jonkin Nguaba and Luke Seberg and Keegan Mispago and Mark Harris. For Jefferson County North, leading the team, fouling out in overtime, but nonetheless, your Bank of Atchison player of the game tonight, Ethan Noel, he had a dozen. Double figures also for Calvin Manville with 10. It was a 5-point game for Carson McAfee, all of them in overtime. 4 tonight for Blake Fowler, and with 2 each was Grady Knoll, Andrew Baker, and Connor Kearns. MHMA now 10-4 and 8-2 in the conference. JCN goes to 10-5 and 8-3 in the NEKL. Tomorrow, Benedictine basketball. Lady Ravens at noon. Guys at 2, come up to the Nolan if you'd like, but you can always tune in here on CARE Radio. Benedictine hosting tomorrow afternoon, and Mount Mercy coming to town out of Cedar Rapids. 12 for the ladies, 2 for the guys, all here on CARE. Thanks for having joined us. Opening game, it was won by JCN. Second game tonight, taken by the Chargers as well, as they sweep MHMA here in Winchester this evening. Tim, I'll greet you tomorrow. For Joseph in the CARE Sports Studio, Tom Counts here in Winchester. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7 and to the Giant Communications postgame show. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Peru State College. Find them online at peru.edu. Peru State, Nebraska's first college. Transformative education designed for you. This has been an MSC Sports production.